We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If my mom was a flower, she'd be an orchid because she's addicted to them.
If my mum was a flower, she'd be one of the flowers in Candy Crush that she collect. She hates me when I say the Candy
Crush. Really?
And I'm like, well, mum, get a new personality trait.
And that's the intro.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! On the nicest day ever.
Spring has fucking sprung.
You know what?
What?
Every February.
Yeah.
Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, that's fine.
Since we've started the podcast.
Yeah.
I anticipate you saying the lines, spring has fucking sprung.
I think
you do it in every February.
We should do March.
Am I saying February right?
No, it's February.
February.
February. No, 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 that's
what
February.
What is it?
That's very not psychotically. February. It's February. No, it's February.
February.
No, you're.
I'm doing it the American way,
no,
am
you're
I?
You're like a babbling band of baboons.
Babbling Brook?
You're like February.
No, I'm not.
February.
Anyway.
It's February.
Whatever the month is called.
Spring has fucking sprung, girls.
Fiora. Let's give it up for Fiora.
Goodbye, seasonal depression. The daffodils have arrived.
I wasn't that depressed in January, to be honest. Sorry if you were.
No,
I wasn't.
It was a tough... I wasn't that depressed, but then some of my friends were, which was kind of killing the vibe.
Killing the vibes. There
is
that,
I mean?
Yeah. Actually,
so,
I can...
As an empath.
Yeah, I know. It takes you down, doesn't it?
It takes you down,
For those of you who are depressed, like, just... Spare a second for your empathetic friends.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? You're kind of...
Lock yourself away in your room and don't come out until February. No, I'm joking. Obviously, we'd be there
for
you. I'd have to open the window. It's too warm.
Yeah, but if your neighbour starts...
Yeah, but girls, we're not in semi-detached. Like, we're not that fancy. We're attached to each other.
No, it's kind of awful, isn't it? You're sharing walls to people. You know, it's kind of, you're like, oh, look at us sharing walls.
No, like, but it used to terrify me before when I, like, thought about it too much when I was a child, you know. I was like, my neighbour could, like, burst through that wall if they wanted to and, like, kill me. But then I realised they could do that in the front of the house as well.
Would you ever go up to the wall?
And listen in.
And listen with the glass.
With the glass, yeah.
Does that work? Let me Google that. Does that even work?
No, it definitely does, yeah.
Or does it?
No, it definitely does. If you go up to, it's science.
Yeah. It's creating
Google
a vacuum. I actually couldn't be arsed.
Okay.
It has to work. They did it in the cartoons.
Yeah, and you could listen into the neighbours.
And they did it in Scooby-Doo, didn't they? So it has to be
so
true.
So it has to be true.
Cork is looking so gorgeous.
Cork is looking gorgeous. The daffodils are out. I think daffodils are that girl.
I just love a daffodil.
Wouldn't you love to be a flower that was anticipated? You know what I mean? I always feel sorry for I always feel sorry for the flowers that are taken for granted.
That are there all year round.
Yeah, like the piss in the beds and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They get a bad rap.
What flower would you be if you were a flower?
A sunflower.
Yeah, that's your favourite flower, but would you be a sunflower?
Yeah, I'm tall.
Yeah, and there
and
is that.
And I bring joy to people.
I remember when we were in, I'd say, first class, was it with Miss Burke or was it with Miss McAuliffe? Anyway, it was with Miss McAuliffe. She was one of those teachers who would send the fear of God into you.
Okay,
you know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember one time there was a fella. Sometimes I get shocked by my memory. Okay. There was a fella in our class, right, and he was chewing gum,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
she was like, "What's in your mouth?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, chewing gum." And she goes, "Well, finish it in the bin," right? Like that, right?
Yeah.
And then, but it was very scary. She was one of those people who, when she raised her voice, you know, she went business. Me and it was Philip McElraith. We were sat next to each other. And we then got the giggles because it sounded as if she wanted him
to get into the bin.
Into the bin
and chew the gum. Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
Right, so we're going.
She was a shit English teacher anyway.
I was such a giddy girl in school, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we were
yeah.
anyway. So Philip was. Not me laughing 20 years later. You know what I mean? Like, what the heck? She goes, what are you laughing at? She goes, Philip, what are you? Because I was probably better able, you know, actor. I was able to control it. She goes, what are you laughing at? He goes, it sounds like you want him to get into the pit and finish it. And she, and I just burst out laughing then. And she sent us both out of the room.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
But also, like, if I was that teacher, I would have been like, ah, fair enough. I would have started laughing.
You know
as
what
well.
I mean? Yeah, it was. I'd say you would have had a laugh as
You'd
a teacher.
Have a skit.
You know what I mean? No, you couldn't convince me to be one at all.
Oh no! Underpaid and undervalued.
Underpaid and undervalued. Absolutely.
Yeah,
why was 100%. I talking about that? By the way.
Oh, we're talking about sunflowers.
Well, sunflowers. What would I be? You know those? They're on a hedge, though. You know the dancing ladies. You know the
dancing. You know the dancing ladies.
You know what ones I'm on about?
The purple
like
ones.
The ones with the purple.
Purple in the middle, and they're yeah. they're cerise. No, they're like hot pink. On
they're
the
like
outside.
A hot pink.
Or kind of more cerisey pink. Isn't
they're kind
it?
Of. I mean, I take either.
Yeah, and you and like you want to pop them open.
You pop them
before
open.
They're ready.
Yeah, exactly.
I love them. They're cute.
She's
getting
cute.
Do we have them there in the back? We do. Oh no.
Now, would I be them?
I think you'd be them.
I think yeah, because and all
I'd,
the bees would be coming over for
I'd
my bussy.
Sunflower, girly. Girlies, take a moment to think about what kind of flower you'll be. Be nice to yourself.
Take a second, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Just have a think of all the flowers. And you know what the best part about this is? You're never going to be a flower, so you can kind of pick any.
Unless you're Buddhist and you believe in the whole reincarnation thing.
That's true.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
In which case, manifest, girlies.
In his manifest. A good one. A good
one. I was just down in the English market, right?
Yeah.
Before I came up here.
Yeah.
Had to get my smoothie, you know what I mean?
Gorgeous.
Shout out to my Jump Juice girlies. Are you going to send me another few vouchers? I'm not sure if I said it on here before, but whatever gay intern it was who decided to put the Jump Juice inside in Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport, gave him a raise.
But also, is Jump Juice even nice? I'm like,
babe,
I'm,
stop coming from my collabs.
No, but like,
stop coming from my collabs.
It's not great, is it? It's a bit overpriced bananas and milk. You know what I mean? With a bit of cacao. Like, it's like I've been to nicer juiceries. You know what I mean? You know I'm right.
Moving on, anyway.
Okay.
I was inside in the English market getting it right.
Yeah.
Lads, I was falling in love with every butcher, baker, and candlestick maker inside there.
Yeah.
The amount of rides I saw working in there, and I was romanticising my whole life, like being married to a butcher. I was like, oh my God, imagine if I was back in Cork, right?
Yeah.
And then I was married to a butcher,
and
right?
And you'd be sorted for dinner.
You'd be sorted. Imagine him coming home the whole time, and you, me as the husband or whatever, not having to worry about the dinner.
Gorgeous. And also, there's nothing sexier than like someone. Yeah. Like, and as well,
I'd be like, bring those knives home.
On the off chance you ever commit manslaughter, they'd help you dispose the body.
They'd be great.
Lickety split.
Lickety.
Do you know what I mean? They'd have that person cut up into some prime rib, vacuum packed, and dumped in the lee.
Wouldn't it be perfect?
It'd
There's
be
so
gorgeous.
Many pros to
so
being with
many
a butcher.
Pros.
And they were all just, they were all, and you know, they'd all, they're like, I love a man in uniform. I never thought that applied to butchers
no,
as well, but it
gorgeous.
Does.
No, they are. And in the English market, they're all A1.
Okay, right. Whilst we're talking about the English market, right?
Yeah.
English market or marina market? Pick.
It's like choosing apples and oranges. So it's,
I know,
like, you can't compare. They're completely different things.
I know. I wouldn't want to lose the English market. I might want to change the name.
That's what I was just about to say. So the English market is a Cork institution for people who don't know, right?
Absolutely.
You go into Cork City and it's this gorgeous, like, place full of stalls, full of sexy butchers.
Sexy butchers.
Like, full of, like, there's, like, a place where you can buy fish. There's a lovely restaurant upstairs.
Farmgate Cafe upstairs.
It's gorgeous.
Lovely,
you know,
cakes and bits.
Lovely fountain.
Also, I got a coffee in there and I got a little cannoli.
Oh, gorgeous.
Cork's gone international, girls.
Yeah, very nice. You know, it's stunning.
Stunning.
But the only issue with the English market is that it's called the English market.
The English market.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why can't we, like, surely we can just call, can we not call it the Irish market or the Cork market?
But obviously there's a history there, so I don't want to be too flippant about saying let's change the name.
It's called decolonizing it, like. Like, we don't need to call it the English market. Like, there's a history everywhere. So I love the English market. It's giving heritage. It's giving history. We need to change the name. But the Marina Market then is a completely different kettle of fish. The Marina Market, you're going down there with the girlies. You're getting your, what is it, that No Sin Gaff, the smoothie place.
No Sin Smoothies.
No, that's a smoothie. No, that's a smoothie. Miss me with the jump juice. Give me the No Sin bits. Shout out to Handsome.
Handsome and all the boys doing the chickeny
to
bits.
To be honest, everything down there is gorgeous.
I haven't had the macaroons yet.
Okay.
Gucci out the front.
Gucci.
With the, you know, do you ever get the rice, the alchemy in the back?
Wouldn't you be allergic? Because they're both coffee gaffs, like, they're very close together.
That's the thing. They're kind of the only two coffee gaffs down there, so you're getting one or the other. And if the queue's too big, you go out the front.
You go to the other one. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
It is a bit of a stunning setup. And you know what? You know what I love to do down there?
Teach a spin class.
That, I was doing that at the weekend. Thanks for everyone who showed up. Hopefully it's going to be more of a regular occurrence. More on that later. But dog watch. Everyone be going in there with the dogs.
Yeah, everyone's going around
with
the
dogs. It's just like, it's the perfect thing to do with the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
You go down with the babas.
Yeah.
With the buggies.
Gorgeous.
With the doggos. Stunning. And you're kind of just booting around.
I love it down there.
I love it down there. It is really nice.
I'm a sucker
of Willys.
We going there with the humor?
No, go on.
Of anything.
Hoses Willy.
I'm a sucker for anything.
No, you didn't deny it.
Well, I'm marrying the boy. I'm a sucker for...
So you wait until then?
Amen.
No, sorry, I don't know what I'm doing here.
I'm a sucker for anything in a warehouse. And a warehouse shed.
Yeah.
Like, you could put anything in there. Anywhere where it's, like, not supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
they
have, like, couches in there. You know what I mean? I'll do anything.
It's just kind of perfect vibes. And you know what I love? Especially... Right, if you're in a group, and you know, especially on a day when you might be a bit hungover,
and everyone
like
wants
that
to eat something else,
and everyone wants to eat something different. Yeah. That whole idea of, like, a collective of carts,
yeah,
you know, where you don't all have to get the same thing. Sign me up.
Gorgeous.
Now, we're giving them a great airtime. So
yeah,
I think,
I know.
You know what I mean? So I taught the spin class, you know, and they also gave me a voucher at the end
for what?
For the Marina Market.
No, I thought
it was a nice addition.
I thought a dance last there and they gave me no voucher.
Oh, but were you kind of rude?
No.
Sometimes you'd be going in and you'd be going...
That's and it. Be kind of rude. You're dead to me, Marina Markey. You're dead to me.
Also, I don't know if this is the same for you, but are people always on to you about recommendations for places? Like if they're coming to Cork or Dublin?
Yeah.
Listen to the pod.
Oh, yeah.
Like we did a whole episode on Cork there before. We'd be shouting out. If you're getting on to me and saying, hey, heading to Cork this weekend, I'm delighted, right?
Yeah.
Foil to Cork, you're welcome, right? Don't be asking me for recommendations. Listen to the app. You're lazy.
Or will we do some
tours? Guided tours.
No, I was thinking, will we just do a post where we list our, like, favourite things in
different cities? Will we do that?
Cities? So, like, or, like, will we do, like, a Patreon video where we, like, talk about our favourite things in different cities?
Let's do that. Like, and then I can just... And then it would be great if it was for Patreon, because someone got on to me, could just send them a link and be like, here, babe, it's behind the paywall. You want to have a good time in London? Give me 650.
Yeah, obviously it'll be time specific because, like, things change, you know.
Yeah, and, like, exhibitions.
But
and
then
stuff.
You have institutions like the Marina Market and the English Market. You know?
You know what? I can't pick between the two.
You don't have to.
But I suppose. But what if I was playing at this or that?
You've created the ultimatum.
But what if I was, like, doing a red carpet in one of the
interview people?
You know,
said,
Love and Cork came up and said Marina Market or the English Market.
Also, guys, a quick PSA: we've been attacked. Cyberly. Is cyberly a word?
I'm trying to think.
We've been attacked via the internet.
Via the web.
And I know you're jumping to trolls. No, we don't care about trolls. That's grand. We can deal with them.
No, there's a hacker in our midst.
There's a hacker in our midst. What? Oh, no, miss. Mits.
I don't know. You're making me laugh. Everything you say.
Is it mist?
M-I-D-S-T in our mist.
Mist.
Yeah, but it's like a mist. The English is stupid.
Anyway, we have a mole in the organisation.
There's something happening. There's
so basically...
Is it an inside job? It's mad that we just hired the researcher and now we're getting hacked.
Yeah, Sive. Our researcher. Have you been sent...
Are you sharing the deets?
Have you been sent here by Joanne and Vogue?
It's a, yeah,
to hack all our, yeah, to hack
it's
all
the
our
girls.
Episodes. Yeah, Joanne and Vogue are trying
it's
to hack us.
My therapist goes to me, girls.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's what's happening. No, but basically, was it Saturday night? It was.
Friday night.
No, Friday night.
Couldn't relax.
So Friday, well, you could, because this is this. So Friday night, where we're getting these notifications from Hotmail going, here's your signing code. And then I'm That you requested. I'm like, what's Kevin trying to do? I'm trying to cook dinner, right? And then Kevin's like, is this you? And I was like, no, I thought it was you. So we start panicking a bit. They keep trying to request codes.
About 20 requests, maybe. Yeah.
So I'm panicking, being like, oh, we need to set up two-step verification. We need to make sure all of our social media and our Patreon is secure and all this stuff. And Kevin's like, yeah, I'm just having a few drinkies there now and the baby's coming up. So I let you handle that there, doll. And I'm having a panic attack because...
but that is so something that you would usually just let me look after. And I was kind of going...
No, I wouldn't, because you don't know what... Babe, you'd give it out because you don't know how technology works.
Oh, I do. Babe, there's one thing that I am. It's
cyber secure. Okay.
Also, I live with Joe, who specializes in cyber security. I think.
Then why didn't you text him for his help?
Because I just think it was just so confusing.
You don't trust, is it him?
I just wanted a link.
It turned into a whodunit anyway. So we were trying to get to the bottom.
But who is doing it?
Who's the hacker?
And if you have any information as to who the hacker is,
yeah.
We will give you a reward.
You will get an I'm Grandmam cup with the old branding on it.
Yeah, now, also, we mentioned that right in a previous ep. I wasn't expecting everyone to want one.
Yeah, yeah.
The amount of messages I've received from people being like, so I was thinking, will we have a competition?
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do a comp on the Insta.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do a comp, yeah.
But what will the competition be for someone to win a mug?
Find the hacker.
Oh, I was thinking talent show, but yeah, okay.
A talent show? Remember back in the day, it was... 96FM did...
The 96FM Fugitive.
Fugitive.
That, you know what? Thoughts of finding the 96FM Fugitive used to occupy every crevice of my brain.
Do you know what annoyed me the most?
What?
Is I'd always figure out where they were, but my mum would never
You couldn't get there. You'd hear the clues and you'd be like, they're here.
Oh, Merchant's Quay.
The only time I was like, oh, I might stand a chance.
Yeah.
Was on Patrick's Day, they used to always just be lingering around the parade.
They'd always be around the parade.
And I'd be in for the parade, but then I'd be going around, and you know what? I'm actually going to take a second to call you out, 96FM, because you stopped me from enjoying any of the Paddy's Day parades in my youth, because I was so hung up. I wasn't even looking at the parade. I wasn't even looking at Sinead Shepherd's school of dance booting it down the road, because I was so hung up on finding the 96FM Fugitive to win €1,000.
So what would happen for people who outside of Cork is that this radio station would plant someone in the city and give you clues of where they were to find them. It's kind of self-explanatory, right?
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, so on the radio, they'd be like, the Fugitive is like in a place where the swans gather by water, and you'd be like, oh, it's in the lock, because that's where the swans are in.
Well, because they gather by water in the lock. Where else would they be gathering?
But there's they run the lock.
Yeah. Well, they do. It's like, the swan kingdom.
No, but like it's like a gang. They're actually so intimidating. I fucking hate swans, by the way. That's another thing we need to talk
about. I just wouldn't be messing with swans.
No, and they're so angry.
Yeah, I know, but they're also gorgeous.
And kind of sort of diva cunt.
Yeah, they're divas.
Yeah, and I think...
Diva status earned.
I know, but I fucking hate, they're so annoying. And their long necks, I don't trust them as far as I could throw them.
Oh, I think there's just something so elegant about a swan, isn't there?
Children of Lir.
The Children of Lir.
Is it Lir?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Children of Lir.
Tragic story.
Lir. Awful.
Look it up, girls. Be careful.
The poor children
one
of there.
One minute you're a child, next minute you're a swan.
Anyway, long story short, bring back Cork's 96FM Fugitive.
Yeah, and...
it's time to bring it back.
But we're going to do...
And not the secret sound. The secret sound, anytime I'm home and if I hear a secret sound when I'm in the car with my mum and they're going on about it, it's the most annoying...
What's
it will be
that?
This. Oh my God, they'll literally be like this. They'll be like, Cork, secret sound, and you ring in to guess it, right? And it'll be this. And they'll be and they'll be like, what was that? And then there'll be people ringing in and it, and they'll be like, oh, is it, you know, when you're putting on your earrings and one of them drops?
Oh, really?
It's all that.
No, do you know what? I don't know. I think it's 96 or Red FM maybe. Do it in Cork now. It's a cash call. So yeah. They give it a number.
Yeah, the cash call.
Of the prize. And if you don't know it down to the cent, you don't get the money, right? So it has my mam in a chokehold.
I know.
My mam has the radio surgically attached to her hip because she always has to be listening for the cash call number, right? Yeah. And one day she said someone got a phone call and I think it was like 100 and something grand.
And they got it?
No. They missed it by a cent.
If I lived in Cork full time,
yeah,
which might be on the cards, more on that once okay. We introduce the theme, I think I would be, I would spend my days, you know, preoccupied with Cork Radio. I'd probably be hosting it, would I?
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, Tally. Anyway, let's move on to the theme. The theme for this week is... Gunkles.
Alexa, play Expensive by Erica Jane.
Expensive by Erica Jane from Apple Music.
The hacker is me.
No one's going to know what this song is, eh?
Well, the gays.
The gays will know.
Edition got a with no try-on.
She's chaos.
I don't watch
Housewives.
Housewives, but I've actually been kind of getting into Real Housewives of New York.
Really?
Wait, just stay on the microphone. Wait, this bit. Wait for the build. Now, I feel like we've never been sued for using a song, but I feel like she could.
It's expensive to be
me. Looking this good, don't come for free.
Alexa. Stop.
Stop. You know what?
What?
Countess Luann is doing Hoopla this year.
Is that the one? Keep on serving. Cunt.
And you know the one? Chic, c'est la vie.
Yeah,
c'est
she's bon. Iconic.
C'est bon.
She's iconic.
Yeah, and literally, the tickets sold out so fast for Hoopla this year and everyone's putting it down to her. She was initially only meant to be doing the Sunday and they put her on the Saturday roster now as well.
Brilliant.
The lineup for that.
Brilliant.
I think we need to get into it. I think we're being bad gays by not being involved in it. And I was actually watching it and like some of it is mind numbing, but it's also, I just love the reunions.
Oh, get into Housewives, you
Housewives
mean?
Yeah, okay, I just feel like the reunions as well, you catch up on all the best drama from the series.
Know, but I just think I watch the clips on social media and I just get the gist.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know,
like,
I know.
Drama. There was one of the Housewives franchises there. This girl worked out that someone had a burner account who was like leaking all shit about them to the press and public.
Really?
Yeah, do you remember they want, and it's like, receipts, timelines.
Oh, yeah. I see, that's the thing. I always use...
The references and the memes.
The memes. Yeah. If you were to look at my memes folder on my phone, also, if you're gay and you don't have a memes folder on your phone... What are you doing with your life? Do you have one?
No.
Oh, babe. Yeah, you wouldn't be too funny.
No, I have a personality, so I don't need to rely
on memes.
You
wouldn't be too funny, actually. Yeah, you wouldn't be. Your meme game isn't great, I suppose. Yeah.
I just think if someone sends you loads of memes, I'm like, oh, Jesus, have an original thought. You know what I mean?
No, but you know what it is? No, there's actually an acquired skill.
There's not.
There is for there's sending not. Great memes
you go,
in certain
this
moments.
This is a generic meme that all the gays are using on Twitter and I've now saved to my phone.
But it's not the generic ones. It's when you use one in like the perfect context.
Like a Housewives one. That's really rare and no one's using.
It sounds like you're putting it down just because you can't get into it. But babe, you're being invited into the room.
I'll just make
a
joke.
No one's saying you can't do it.
I'll just make a joke from my brain.
Okay, do one. Tell a joke.
Give me a context.
Just tell a joke.
Give me a meme.
No, that's
give me a meme.
Look, tell me any joke.
Give me a meme.
It's like saying, give me a beat.
Give me a meme. Anyway.
But it's you know what, you know when
you
it's
do
nice,
pride yourself. You pride
no,
yourself.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
You do.
No, you know I don't.
You do. You
no,
talk,
I don't.
You talk about the meme. Talk about the meme folder on your phone.
No, I don't.
Every time I see you.
No, I don't. Also, I don't even send you that many memes because you probably wouldn't get them.
One day I came over to you in the smoking area and you were talking to this girl and you were showing her the meme folder on your phone.
Where was that? No, I wasn't even. I don't even, you know, when they're useful.
Yeah.
You know, when you first start like chatting to someone, like in like a dating context.
Oh,
or like, you
okay.
know,
as like a litmus test for humor.
That's what it is. Okay. And just for like pop references. Now also, on the other side of that, I kind of love the idea of a fella being clueless. Yeah. I'm just kind of attracted to clueless men, am I?
You are. You're attracted to big dumb men. But aren't we all?
Himbos.
Himbos.
My himbo kings.
But you're so addicted to memes, you wanted the
Stop
second...
Stop saying I'm addicted to memes.
But you wanted the second round of our interviews for our research chart. You goes, I'm going to get them all to send me their favourite meme and then I'll be able to judge the kind of person they are from that. Did you not say that? True
I
or
think,
false?
I think it's a good indicator... Yeah.
Of how basic they are.
It's not basic. No, that's the thing. You can, if they sent us a basic meme.
Okay.
They sent us a really specific one. You know what I mean?
Okay, gorgeous.
Anyway.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? Anyway, girlies, we went with this team, Gunkles, because.
Okay. Kevin's a Gunkle now.
Exciting news, girlies. We should have, I wish we'd gotten a bottle of Prosecco.
Oh, yeah, should we
feel like I've been drinking for the last week.
Really?
Yeah. Girlies, I'm an uncle now.
Woo!
And my life has changed.
Really?
I can't believe it.
Take us through the whole experience of becoming a gunkle.
The baby was born last week.
And now
and I came home to see her.
Brilliant.
And
stunning.
I'm obsessed.
And you're gay.
And I'm gay.
So that's the G part.
Now, I will say, right, she's a week old now today.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm her favourite. It's so weird. It's so weird. I'm like... I'll be in the room with her. There'll be obviously like, you know, there's been people around like, you know, doting over her and like, you know, and then she's just like locking eyes at me and she's like, get these girls out of the room.
It's
like,
just me and you.
Me and you, baby. You know what I mean? I'm like, yes, baby.
Yes.
You know stunning. What I mean? Now, so yeah, she arrived last week and now I was kind of joking, but also not. But I feel like my life has changed forever.
Yeah. Huge congratulations, Shane and Megan.
Yeah. Congrats to the best mammy and daddy. It's even so weird saying that.
Do you know what I mean? And now I would say I've even seen a change in you.
Really?
You've become very maternal.
Am I hotter?
You're hotter.
I've always been very maternal and very broody.
But now you have something to put it onto.
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean? It's not just out in the world attaching to any child you see on the street, which was always kind of weird. Like, at least now, like, it's warranted because it's your niece. Do you know what I mean? But, like, even now, you were, like, to me, I met, like, I think, was she just born?
Yeah.
And then I met you in UCC and I was like, oh, my God, asking loads of questions. And then... the girl who was organising the gig for us and you see came in and was like, oh, what's her name? And Kevin was kind of like, and you didn't even want to tell people her name.
Because it's so weird. I wasn't expecting like to feel like that I wanted to protect everything about her.
You do,
it's so weird.
You?
Like in the first few days, obviously so many people were getting on to me and they were like, oh my God, like, is she here yet or whatever?
Yeah.
And I was sending disappearing pics on the WhatsApp.
You wouldn't even send me a normal picture.
And it's weird. That wasn't even at the request of... her parents. I was sending disappearing pics because I was like, oh, I want to kind of protect her and I want to kind of keep her away from the rest of the world kind of thing.
You were like the idea of someone else having a picture of her on their phones to send to me.
You know
sideways.
What I mean? I just didn't like the idea of it. So I completely understand, you know, especially like people like on social media and stuff who be, you know, putting an emoji over the baby's face.
Yeah, I understand it as well, especially in this day and age, you know what I
Absolutely.
Mean?
Absolutely. Now, but it's tougher for me because... my niece is the most gorgeous baby that ever existed. So imagine my struggle and not being able to show her off to the world. I'm very conflicted.
You're so adorable. Now, she has the most stunning head of hair I've ever... like, it came out with a full head of hair.
Oh, yeah, I know. Apparently the heartburn was awful.
I was about to say the heartburn girls
when they have the head of hair. I was writing the card, right? Because obviously the baby arrived and I was still in London, you know, and I was planning on coming back that week anyway. And I was writing the card and I was like... you know, what he'd be saying, like.
Yeah.
I was obviously writing it to my brother and Megan as well, but I was writing it to the baba.
Yeah. Oh, and were you addressing it to the baby?
Well, kind of. I wanted to say something. Now, they'll probably get rid of the card. They'll probably lob it in the bin.
I know they won't.
I don't know. And we know my obsession with cards anyway.
Yeah.
And I love a good card. But I was like, isn't it so weird that I am so in love, right, with this person that I've never met?
That's okay.
But you know what I mean? So I just said, oh, let me just say that I was like, I haven't even met you yet. And I've actually never experienced this kind of love. It's very different. You know what I mean? But I haven't. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
why am I crying?
I know. It's just, but it is actually lovely.
That's
it,
like, actually so
it's actually
lovely.
So lovely. And you know what? Now, you'd be spending the week crying anyway, like me and my sister. It's my brother in the family chat, like, it's just like, first of all, you know, because I'm just waiting on all the pics, especially when I was in London before I was coming back, and me and my sister have been bawling over, like, Shane messaged. Now again, I'm also conscious that I don't want to be sharing too much this, like,
you know,
private moment or whatever, but like, he messaged, like, it was the day after she was born, and he was like, "Ma'am, if you'd have told me I would be this happy, I'd have had a baby ages ago." I FaceTimed Sarah and I was like, "Sarah, I'm in bed." She goes, "Don't." She goes, "I'm at work." No. "You're pretending to work there and you're just clicking on a laptop."
"No, you have to stop."
And
that
I was
now.
Like, "Oh my God." So I was coming back on Tuesday night. And so obviously lovely. Everyone would be buying her gear, you know what I mean? Yeah. And buying her like clothes and stuff. And I was
a
like,
muslin cloth.
You know what I mean? And muslin cloths.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Let me get her a teddy," because I was chatting to Firk, and Firk was like, you know, he has many nieces and nephews, and he was like, "I started the tradition.
You get them their first teddy.
Get them their teddy." Yeah. But like, he was like, "I go to Hamleys, you know, because it's like London and there's a bit of a thing." And I was like, "I love that idea, but I'm going to Harrods."
Oh.
I was like, "She's going to pop to Harrods."
Excuse
I was like, "Oh my
me.
God, cute idea, Hamleys. I'm going to Harrods to get mine." No, so but like, I was like, "Look, and as well, because I'm in London, I want to get some that's like quintessentially kind of London, let her know, like, oh,
it's gorgeous.
The uncle got that in London." Anyway, so pop to Harrods. Here I was. Oh, anyway, the toddler department, the baby department, and the toy department, I could have spent the day
it's
there.
Glamour.
Now, also kind of, you know, sensory overload and all the kids booting about, and I was like, oh my God, my niece would not be behaving like this. You know what I mean? And they're all kind of being brats, and I was like, oh my God, thank God my niece isn't
not
a brat.
My niece, baby.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so got this gorgeous bear, had the Harrods bag and stuff.
So cute.
But it was the day I was leaving, I was like, you know, I was all excitement because I was flying that night and because I was so excited about coming back. You kind of can't do anything else. I was trying to do worky bits and I was kind of like,
you were late for
this.
A call with us.
I was late for a call with you. And I was like, it's so funny because I was like, I'm going to get my hair cut now because I don't want the baby seeing me now unless I have the fresh face.
As well, like first impressions.
First impressions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so popped to Harrods, got back. Like it took about 2 hours out of my day because it's in Knightsbridge, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So got back then, anyway, got to Heathrow then that night. And I'm walking around and I'm going, oh my God, this is great. And I look over and there's a Harrods outlet, right? And I'm going, oh fuck, I didn't know that was there. Right, they have a small shop. Harrods have a small shop at the airport. I go over, the fucking bear is there.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And it was actually cheaper than what I paid for it.
Oh, because no tax.
I don't know. Well, is it? Did you make that up?
Duty free, like?
I don't know. Me? Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in the duty free. I don't know. What does that mean? I always, like, is that just a name? Like, I just used to, I don't really get it.
Is it not like in...
You know the alcohol in the duty free in England, because it's out of the EU or whatever. I think that's the only difference I've really noticed. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is kind of good.
No, it
is like the drink is you get a shoulder of vodka, shoulder of Smirnoff for like 12 quid.
No, yeah, because it's duty free, like.
No, it's because they're out of the EU.
Yeah, but there's no stamp, no duty on it, is there? I don't know. But anyway, so were you raging when you saw the bear?
I wasn't raging. I was kind of going, oh, but nothing. You know what? I wasn't. Nothing could have gotten me down.
Oh.
I was just like, and here I was getting on the flight then, and the Harrods bag out with the bear in it, right? Yeah. And did I send you this at all?
Of the plane.
Of the bear on the plane.
I was bawling,
two
crying.
Seats next to me, I was like, you know, the world is shining down on me here, right? Two seats next to me. So I propped the bear up on one of the chairs in the air hostess was going down. And she was like, looking, and she said, "What's that?" And I was going, "I'm going home to see my niece."
Oh, you're so
it was a matter of getting that from my niece, and they were like, "Oh!" And I was just like telling everyone that
you
would,
have to, you'd be proud of this punch. I actually got Tess her first teddy as well. Now I got it in Pinocchio's in Cork because I like to support local Irish businesses. Like I don't be supporting the British big British chains like you, but she still has it to this day.
She doesn't.
She does.
She doesn't.
Babe, I'm telling you now.
That's
she loves
buried
it.
Out in the back garden.
I'm telling you now. Your niece. Are we allowed to say her name?
I don't know. Maybe just because I didn't speak to mum and dad. You know, they don't need to know
it's
the
on
name.
Instagram. She posted about it yesterday.
Yeah, but that was to her own followers. Like, she's a private page.
Is
like,
it private?
We're saying this on a podcast that's listened to 500,000 people weekly. Pull that figure out of my ass.
A million people.
Every time people ask, they'll be like, how many listeners? I always troll up.
I just add another 100,000
Yeah,
every
she
time.
Wants another 100,000. Yeah, and there could be some weeks.
Ah, yeah, some weeks, yeah. If it's a good app.
like this one.
So are we not saying the name?
I don't know.
Like, come on. We can say the name. It's a beautiful.
Let
name.
Me hold off. It's just because I know you be... I know... What I
know,
will say
I
is...
I know you be exploiting your niece and nephew. I know you to be bringing them dry for the content. I know. I understand how bad that was. No, right?
No, because Tess can kind of agree to it.
No, she wants to be a
she
bit
She wants
of it.
To be, you know what I mean?
She's starting her own podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, to be fair, I have... At the beginning, like, obviously, back in the day when I first had my niece and nephew.
Yeah.
Like, Finn, especially, because it was, like, I was, like, 21 or 20. Yeah, I was 21.
21, maybe.
It was the year my dad passed away.
Yeah.
And when he was born, like, everyone was mad about him, we all besotted about him, but I was posting about him all over social media. Whereas now, like, in this day and age, I'm like, oh, I probably wouldn't do that now.
Yeah.
Because I'm way more, like, educated about, like, what's out there on the internet and stuff like
exactly.
this, you know what I mean? Whereas I didn't even think about it before. Even to the point now where, like, when I was in the Philippines, with all of Jose's family, and I was doing like vlogs and stuff for TikTok, yeah. I made sure to block their faces.
Block the
and
kids' then, faces.
Even to the point where their parents were like, why are you blocking their faces? Yeah. I was like, I just explained to them, like, oh, I wouldn't be doing it on my channel because I don't feel they're yeah. not my kids. It's not my
exactly.
right to put their image out there.
And
know?
Also, I'm like, those children can grow up and be like, what?
Why the fuck do you have them?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially, I think we're hyper aware of it as well because we have a bit of a following as well.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly,
I mean? So
yeah.
you're just kind of going, it's not the yeah. typical
yeah.
having them up on a story and a few people have seen yeah. it. You know, there's a lot of people have seen those stories.
But you know, even
now, if you want to do a collab,
Fisher Price,
you know, no. Mamas and Papas is
Mamas
a good
and
one.
Mamas is a good one.
You know what I mean?
Do a hyper one.
You know what I mean? Now, yeah. but if I could have the Baba with the back turned in the thing.
Yeah.
You'd see a lot of my face.
Do a Keelan Moncrief on it and throw an emoji yeah. on the face. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh my God. And I was following Keelan Moncrief anyway before. And now even more so, I'm like.
You understand her.
I understand. You know, there's
you
this
know
thing
I mean?
Between like.
Yeah.
There's like this common understanding between
yeah.
us. You know
I
what
know
I mean?
What you mean?
It is. It's
it definitely did change. And it definitely has changed your perspective on life.
No,
I think.
It does. It feels very special. And I'm like, it's weird because I've always said that I'm obsessed with babies, obsessed with babas, and I love the idea of having like my mm-hmm. own kids, right? But actually, since this has happened, I'm like, it feels very fulfilling already. Like
and
even
you can hand them back.
But even in an uncle capacity,
you
I'm like,
I mean?
Oh, this is great. And I feel like, you know, there's so much joy
yeah.
to be gotten from this already. And I'm like, oh, I'm actually fulfilled loads by this already. Just yeah. having the title of uncle.
I love being an uncle because you can play with them. You can have a laugh with them. And then you can hand it back when it's crying. And
yeah.
it's a nappy change. Now, to be honest, everyone used to always be like, oh, you wouldn't change the nappy now, would ya? Because you're a lad. And I'm like, give me the nappy. I'll change the fucking nappy in 2 seconds.
Shane's loving changing the nappies.
Aww.
Yeah? He's like,
modern man, ladies and gentlemen.
Man. Give me the nappies to be changing.
Oh.
And that's the thing, I suppose.
No, I shouldn't be applauding the man just because
yeah.
he's changing a nappy. Like, like, do you know what I mean? So yeah. actually...
Yeah, proper order.
Proper order.
Should be doing it.
You know what I mean?
But that is the thing, I suppose, that you can kind of, you know, at the end of the day. Because that's the thing, I'd be like... I just feel like I'd be frantic as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like even, I didn't know, but apparently it takes a while for the eyes to focus.
You were saying you were up to 90.
Oh my God.
You?
So I was lying down with the Baba, right? And she was on her mat and I was kind of, you know, I could genuinely, right? If they were to be in the gaff, right?
Yeah.
The baby, I could spend the day looking at
yeah,
her.
Yeah. And as well, just
and I wouldn't
and
get bored.
Her.
And smelling her oh. and just doting over her. We were lying down the mat, me and my niece. And then the eyes were kind of going... kind of different ways, right? And they were kind of, and I was going, oh. And everyone else was kind of talking now because, you know, because I was kind of with her.
Yeah.
And the eyes are kind of like properly cross eyed.
Looking for, yeah.
And I'm going like
yeah.
this, right? And I'm like, no, I can't cope, right? I said, she's like, oh my
You're
God.
Googling
so
on
I
the slide.
But babe, I whipped out the phone and I goes, is my baby cross eyed, right?
Yeah.
But apparently it takes a few weeks for the eyes
yeah.
to kind of properly
and
come into
and
focus.
And get colour and everything.
And
isn't
I didn't
it?
Even know that it
yeah.
takes a while for the colour of the eyes to appear.
Do you know who you ask now if you have any questions about the stages of development?
In a baby?
Yeah.
Who?
Lindsay Kirby.
Really?
She studied
oh,
all that.
Oh, yeah, because she studied
she
all that.
She could tell you, like, to the day what they should be, like, cognitively developing as and all this
it's
stuff.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I want to read up on that myself.
Yeah.
I got my brother, like, books about being a dad for Christmas.
Aww.
Just because we just do smaller gifts.
Why is that one breaking my hair?
I need to read those books now.
Yeah. No, you're not the dad.
I know, but I still want to know everything
know,
to do
yeah.
with this baby.
Yeah, but, like you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. You know what I mean?
I'm not. There's no pressure.
Okay.
There's no pressure.
Okay.
It's just me and my baby doing our bits.
But you're not just an uncle. You are a gunkle, right?
Gunkle,
you're a gay
yeah.
uncle. Let's just. Some people get offended by that title. What do you think of being called a gunkle?
You know the way we were on about MILFs last week?
Which my mum didn't have a clue about, by the way. She said to me earlier today, she goes, and I never knew what a MILF is. And I was like, what? She goes, I never knew what a MILF is. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, a MILF.
Your
and then goes, a MILF.
Your mum googling and MILF Hunter coming up. Your mum clicking into the website. MILF Hunter.
my mum getting very strange websites pop up when she googled what it was. No, but then she was like,
your mum's in the play anymore. Go but then
she, she goes, learn something new every day on the podcast. And then I go, do you know what it stands for though, ma'am? And then she was like, no. And then I explained like what the,
yeah, what the acronym was.
Yeah. And then she goes, oh, okay. She was trying, I'd say.
But what I'm saying is, am I an ilf?
What's ilf?
Uncle
Ulf.
An ulf. Yeah, ulf. it doesn't roll off, doesn't the tongue. I'm gunkle. I'm happy.
No,
also, your gunkle mug is in the gaff in Stratford.
Really?
Yeah, you left it there. Do you want
a
gunkle
several times over?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just, the reason I say that is because one of my friends who's gay, right, had a new nephew, right?
Right.
And I text him being like, congratulations, gunkle. And he goes, haha, don't call me that. And I goes, why? And he goes, oh, because I'm just the uncle. Like, why do you need to make it? And I was like, ah, shut up. But I know what he was where he was coming from though, because he was kind of like, why should I have like,
yeah,
why
I
should
know.
I be like tokenized, or like, why should you make it like a trivial thing, like, oh, you're the gunkle, you know, like
I do just prefer like uncle. I think gunkle is a bit like, you know, it kind of doesn't sound, if we're talking about phonetics, yeah, gunkle sounds a bit, you know,
I know
bit,
what you mean,
it's a bit German.
I like the term gunkle because I do think queer aunts and uncles are a different genre of aunt and uncle.
Yeah, you know, we're the coolies,
I mean? We're the cool ones.
I do want to pick in the harness, but again, yeah, baby facing in, so you're just getting the back of, yeah, our hairy head.
We have a gorgeous picture of Aurora strapped to Jose's chest when we were hiking in, aww, Vienna, and it was just so cute.
If one of the baby brands wants to send me one of those harnesses, yeah, would love one of them.
Yeah,
no, it'd be nice to
send
a few bits.
It'd be a marketing decision.
Absolutely.
To send Kevin to me for my own grandmam some baby bits. Some baby bits. Pass on to Megan and Shane.
You know what I mean? And just to cement, now it's already happening, I kind of am already favourite uncle.
Yeah, okay.
According to the baby.
But you want to cement it.
Want to cement it. You know, yeah, what I mean? I want
also,
it to be
while we're
solidified.
On it, Smiths, if you want to send me some slime and some...
is Finn still into Paw Patrol, or is he...
Paw Patrol, babe. Yeah. He's a million years old. Like, why would he be watching Paw Patrol?
He used to love Paw Patrol when I seen
when
him
he
last.
Was a child.
When I seen
no,
him
now
last.
Now he's really... John, he's actually really into...
What?
Like uncle, like nephew. He's really into editing videos. Like he edits,
really.
Like, so he does all these like illustrations on this, wow, like app on his iPad that he can animate.
Wow!
And then he
that's
like,
fantastic.
Yeah, and then he edits them down. So I'd be like giving him tips. He's and like sometimes he's here and I'm editing the.
Will
vision.
We get him on the books?
I know, that's what I was thinking. I'll train him
for
up
for a few bits.
Sometimes he's here and I'm editing.
Now you can't illustrate.
No.
You definitely can't draw any pictures.
No.
When we were coming up with the original and grandmam logo, and you were drawing, I still have that book.
Really?
I need to sell that because you're drawing. It just looked like if someone came across that notebook, they'd just say, oh, I found like a troubled child's book. You know what I mean?
He found a caveman.
Cave.
Yeah, they cave, found a cave drawing. No, but he'd be here and I'm doing the teasers editing, and he's like, oh, what are you editing that on now?
Oh, wow.
And I'm like Premiere Pro, and he's like, oh, I use that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so my niece is gonna be good at it too. she'll be good at all of that. So I have a gunkle and I also have
a Gant.
Are we calling them Gants?
Or Lance. Lesbian Ants.
McQuants, queer.
Quants.
Basically I have a gay uncle and I have a gay aunt.
Yeah. Like as she grows up, she's going to be like, oh, my glam uncle who's living in London.
But then again, and I know I said it earlier, I'm nearly like, now it's also just because it's been a lovely week.
Yeah.
I'm like...
moving back.
I probably won't. I don't want to because my mum be listening to this and she'll be like, oh my God.
But you have the wanting your kind of vibes.
And every time when you and Padraig used to see her, she said that she'd always be like, I say he'll come back now.
I never once said that.
Oh really, maybe it's Padraig.
Yeah. And I she's always be getting their hopes up. I never once said to anybody up. That you'd come home because I know you wasn't in your mind.
I know, but it's just like, even now I'm like, I'm going back tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, yeah. When's the next time I'm going to see her? So yeah. I was thinking, would we, because the other way we were doing like, I'd come to Dublin or you come to London.
Yeah.
Will we just come to Cork and then you can see your mum and stuff and your nieces and nephews, or do you not wanna?
No, I will.
Brilliant. Woo! We'll be doing in Cork.
But every time.
Well,
I don't mind popping down.
Is it just as easy?
Yeah, like I love coming down to see my mum, like.
Also, the Heathrow to Cork flight, is that a better time for me?
Do you know what?
Well,
I knew you were gonna say this anyway. The minute the child came out,
really?
In that womb.
Well, you anticipated it.
I knew you'd be like, okay, let's record in Cork from now on so I can see the child. I knew that was happening. Yeah.
I just love the idea of doing it.
Of course.
It.
It's just for me.
I don't want to miss her growing up.
Yeah,
like, did you struggle with that when you were in London having Finn and Tess back here?
When they were born, I came back loads because,
did you?
I was flying back loads. And then when the year Tess was born was the year I got with Jose. So the first time Jose actually met all of my brothers and sisters was at Tess's christening.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, it was so cute.
Oh,
but
that's
I've been doing this uncle shtick since I came out the womb myself.
You were born an uncle or something. Weird.
I was carefree for 26 days of my life.
And then you got a land.
And then I got a land because all of a sudden, my brother had a baby and I had a nephew. So I was an uncle at 26 days old. So look at
Christ.
Jesus, lads, like life comes at you hard and fast, right?
It does.
Like I didn't even think in those 26 days. Like,
did you look like an old baby? Like, did you look like you were a baby who had like a bit of a weight in his shoulders? I'd say you probably look like an old baby. Like,
I don't remember, but I think if we, like any psychologists listening, like nobody's talking about the newborn uncles. You know what I mean? Nobody's talking about the newborn uncles.
You know the way we had Teen Mom on MTV? Yeah. We need toddler uncle.
Yeah, toddler uncle.
You know
what
I mean?
It was hard growing up because especially, like it was Dean, my nephew Dean, shout out Dean. He listens to the pod on his way back from the Navy.
Hot. That's another thing that must have been tough. Your nephew's hot.
What?
Dean, like, if you're hot.
Stop talking about my nephew in that type of way.
What? No, I'm just saying, like, he's a good-looking guy,
Shut off. That's so weird.
How is it weird?
It's my nephew.
I know. I'm just saying he's hot.
He's a child.
And he's in the Navy. He's not. He's, like, he's kids of his own. What age is he?
He's 31.
Dean, next time I'm back, because we're going to be recording in Cork, will we get him in? Will we do a Navy ep and have him in the uniform? The Navy?
Maybe an ep with the Navy. Will you see him at the stag in the wedding? Are we going to talk about you being my best man?
Oh, my God! No, but save that for another
episode. Kevin. So I asked, like last Wednesday, I asked Kevin to be my best man, right? And
no, but you were very blasé about it.
But anyway, I was like, will you be my best man? And he was like, oh my God.
Set the scene.
So we
just got a coffee in Three Fools and I popped out and I'm tasting the coffee and he's going, by the way, how do you actually feel about being my best man? Like that. Literally. No gift. I paid for the coffees.
But to be honest, I was planning on doing these boxes being like that you'd open it would say like, would you be my best man?
I love the idea. I just love the, you know, the...
Yeah, how camp it is. But then as I was planning them, it was feeling all very live, laugh, love vibes.
Yeah, I know.
It was feeling
a bit
bus first coffee, you know? It was feeling a bit wine o'clock. So I...
Beige girl.
Yeah, so I was like...
Now, everyone who listens to this podcast, if they've been married and if they've, you know, picked their maid of honour.
It was given bride tribe, you know?
Do we love?
We love
it's
that.
It's weird because we like a sprinkling of that.
I like a sprinkling, but to be honest, I just wanted to ask you, like, look into your eyes and be like, I love you, will you be my best man?
Yeah.
And then afterwards you were like, yeah. But now he keeps forgetting that I asked him. So like the other day I was like,
I don't forget.
We were doing a photo shoot with our mams, right? This it'll probably be out by now, right, will it? I don't know. Anyway. And I was like, and you know the way Kev's my best man now, his mam was like, what? Didn't tell your mam that I asked you to be my best man.
Okay, right. This is because I always just kind of presumed I was. Right?
And you weren't. Weren't always.
Well, you said it to me, and then I was like, oh my God, whatever. And we hugged.
To be honest.
And then you were like, waiting for. See, I also hate when there's this, like,
were you gonna cry?
Expectation of a reaction.
I was waiting for you to. You go, no, okay, because yeah, cool.
I just goes, oh my God, brilliant. And I was like, I must start planning the stag or
no,
whatever.
You go, where's my present?
And I.
You said, where's my
present? No, but I was like,
I'm getting you something nice on the day.
And you were like, oh, well, you they'd want to be because I've nothing now. You know what I mean? So I'm like, at the moment, it just seems like you're signing me up for work.
No,
you know what I mean?
You did actually? You goes, where's my present? And then you goes, Jesus, you didn't give me long to work on the speech. There was no, that's all you did.
But no, because as well, I kind of knew it, but I thought you might, because you know, you're very alternative, Joseph Anoza. I thought you were maybe, it's a Monday afternoon and you're wearing a tie. you know what I mean? And you're not working on Wall Street. So I was thinking you could go down the route of not doing away with that. Like, I know that, like, in my head, I'm like, you know, you're going to do your own version of, and there's no, like, you're not going to be like, oh, well, this is what you do at a wedding. Because you're like, throw the rule book out the window.
If I can get myself a free Kevin Toomey comedy set, like, I'm
you know what
gonna
I mean?
Cash
Absolutely.
In. You know what I mean?
So I was just kind of like, oh, we would. I was thinking in my head, I was like, if you were having a best man, it'd probably be me. But the thing is, I just wasn't, like, really shocked. And I think you wanted a bit of shock, and I was just, and you were kind of getting
nice
annoyed
because
I was like, oh, no, I'm not. I was like, it'd be weird if I wasn't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It was also-
and also, the listeners would be like, oh,
I'd
my
give a shit about, no offense, girlies, but I wouldn't give a shit about the listeners.
No, but they would, you know what? They would have, and this has happened in the past before, they would have presumed
that we're fighting, we hate
falling out.
Yeah, but that's good.
The scandal.
There's some vultures that just want to
Some people
fall
wanted
out.
To happen.
Yeah.
Girls, It's not happening anytime soon. Yeah, but literally. Maybe down the line.
when the listens drop, we'll do the few.
Yeah, we're waiting on. Yeah, but also, which isn't anytime soon.
Like, also, when I asked you, I was like, I do this thing sometimes where in my head it doesn't sound mean. It sounds lovely, but when it comes out of my mouth, people perceive it as a different meaning. So after
just sounds mean when it comes out of your mouth.
So after I
it's gonna mean and no present.
After I asked Kevin to be my best man, I thought I was being really sincere, and I turned to you and I goes, like, I couldn't think of anyone else like to be my best man but you. But then, so I was thinking, like, I was like, the minute I thought of best man, like, you popped into my head, like, to be my best man, I couldn't think of anyone else. But you processed it, like, me going, yeah, I couldn't think of anyone else, like, to be my best man, so you'll do.
But no, because that's the way you delivered it. And I said this to you before, it's your delivery, Dolly.
Yeah, it is.
You just need to have a think before. Yeah. You know what you need to do? You need to go, if I was watching this on TV.
Yeah.
What way would the character say it? See, I have the background in the acting.
So you played a part in Oliver, you need to keep it up, babe. You need to stop saying I have the background in acting. You were in Les Mis when you were 5. It's time to move on.
It's just a delivery thing. This is the way you said it, and I promise you.
Okay.
And that's why you nearly think, would it be great if you did record it? But then I think I'd put on too much of a show.
Okay.
Stop recording people's reactions to things.
Yeah. No,
well, or do it on the sly, maybe.
No,
or
I just wasn't going to record you, like.
But anyway, you went, yeah, couldn't really think of anyone else.
But in my head, I was going, like, sincerely going.
I couldn't think of anyone
else. I love you so much.
Try it now. Try it, actually. Redo.
Okay. Kevin.
Redo.
Kevin to me.
No, do it sincerely.
Okay, Kevin, give me your hand.
No, you wouldn't do that.
I would. This is my sincerity. Give me your hand.
No.
You're afraid of physical affection.
No, I'm not. I'm loving it. Have you seen me with the baby?
An intimacy with another man.
I'm not.
Give me your hand.
Look, check my messages. I'm definitely not.
Right. Kevin, I can't think of anybody else who I'd want to be by my side as my best man on my wedding day. Will you be my best man? I've also got you this present. I didn't actually get you a present. Sorry, no. I'm after taking a hole there now.
It was great.
No, I just thought
it was perfect. Actually, I love that first bit.
Okay.
And even without the gift, if you're, I know you have the wedding to be saving for, so that's why you're not buying me nice bits.
I'm getting you
and
something.
And that's why
on
you haven't cut your hair in a while. Babe, can I just say, you're like saying, oh, I'm getting you something on the day. That's like, if you weren't doing that, that's a minimum.
I got you this house plant.
With the fly swatter.
I got you this house
plant. Does your mum have a load of flies?
Yeah, in the conservatory, they're rampant.
Yeah. Food flies or what? No, can I just say thank you? I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Now, the stag is sending me sideways.
Yeah, but you'll meet Dean on the stag. We'll have a laugh with Dean on the stag.
Will we get more of his Navy friends on the stag?
No. Babe, his stag.
No, we spoke about it before. Yeah.
No.
But that's the thing, it's a very mixed bunch for the stag. I was saying, we'll have to do Killarney for the boys.
You keep we were talking about the stag, and like, Kevin
would we
was
do
like,
a hike?
I would love a hike, actually, to be honest.
Would we do wholesome stag, flip it on its head? No, Beverly will want.
Beverly will want Rave in the Woods.
Beverly will want the Burgoyne.
Would
you the Burgoyne?
No, I would love a bit of wholesome vibes. So like, I was saying to you, like, yoga retreat.
Well, God knows I've been going on about it for long enough.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we were rewatching me doing Supermarket Sweep. I never said it to my housemates that I was on it. It came up one night. They were like, what?
Yeah.
They were like, can we watch it? And I brought up the episode of it, and we were watching it. And at the end, Roylan was like, what would you do with the money? And I goes, oh, you know, I'd love to do a yoga retreat. And then Joe kills me because I was going on about a yoga retreat last year. And he goes, you're banging on about that yoga retreat for the last 5 years. Would you fucking do one?
So any yoga retreats listening?
Yeah.
Let's do the stag there.
Yeah.
Sponsor us.
Or would I just, or if you just, no, because that's expensive. Would you just do me on the yoga retreat?
What about me?
No, because you'll have the wedding. will I plan all the best man stuff? I'll write my speech on the retreat.
Okay. So nothing to do with me. Anyway, how do we get on to, anyway, so you're my best man, everyone knows now.
Now it's kind of taking a turn.
Yeah, we'll bring
you
it back.
You always try to direct the spotlight on you. That's one thing. I'm going to mention that in the speech.
It's about you.
Who is?
You're the best man.
No, it was.
You're the best man.
Yeah, but you're kind of... You're
an uncle, you're a best man. Look at you getting all those titles.
What am I going to wear?
But no, let's get off the wedding. No,
sorry, yeah. Sorry, I know, but sometimes when we just end up talking about it, I do kind of panic about
uncling.
It.
So I've been an uncle all my life, basically. I have so many different generations of nieces and nephews, which is such a weird thing, because like, my nephew Jack is like a full-grown adult now, like.
Yeah.
Anya just smashed it as Sandy in her fourth year play.
Oh, yeah, you came in to see it, didn't you?
Yeah, so we kind of raised kind of stars.
Stars,
you know?
Yeah.
She stole the show. She's incredible. Do you know what I mean? I have Ben and Eve.
Did
my
she
brothers.
Sing Hopelessly Devoted?
Yeah. So what are your hopes for your new niece?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just that she's happy, healthy. I don't know, she's just kind of perfect.
Yeah. When are you taking her to do like rebellious shit, like get her ears pierced at Claire's?
I don't know. Like, I'm like,
are you going to be that kind of uncle?
See, I'm not really rebellious myself.
Okay.
But I do want to be like taking her on the trips to London. I said that in the card as well. I goes, looking forward to the girly trips to London.
It's lovely because your Uncle Barry took you to Wicked. You should take her to Wicked.
Or something like
full
that.
Full circle moment.
Yeah, full yeah. circle moment. Something like that.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm just.
What,
you know
if what? She hates musical theatre?
Oh, I'll have nothing to do with her. She will not have a friend in me. Look. Also, she won't. That's what I was thinking. I was like, do I start like...
Molding her now, yeah.
Molding.
Yeah. The one thing I do think, and like, is a real plus for like kids having queer aunts and uncles, right? Is that they...
Taste.
Yeah, number one, taste. But also, if the aunts and uncles are generally accepted in the family, then if the child, as they grow up...
Yeah.
Is like struggling with sexuality or like has gay friends, like they'll be much more accepting as human beings, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean,
absolutely,
just because like it's familiar within
it's familiar
their, family already.
Yeah,
so I think it's lovely because, you know, back obviously when we were younger, I know you had it, but a lot of people,
but still it wasn't spoken about in schools,
yeah,
or anything,
you know,
either.
I mean? like so like when I was growing up, I didn't really know anyone in my family who was gay until I came out.
Who was I speaking to and they were saying that they're little niece was in school and they were going on about like two women getting married.
Yeah.
And then one of the boys was like, no, they can't. Like, it's a man and a woman or something like that.
That's so weird.
And then your mom was like, no, they can. You're dumb. They can do it because my sister got married.
Brilliant.
You know what I mean? So she was like, you're wrong. And apparently the fella was sobbing because I said, you know, because he probably just didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was an ignorance thing or whatever. Like, he's a kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but,
he probably never, but also like, yeah, you know, grow up.
Yeah, grow up. Read a book.
Read a book, please. But you know what I mean? So
put down the Gruffalo.
So when he heard that two women could get married and two lads could get married,
his mind was,
he was
blown.
Blown. Well, especially because your one probably went, teacher, isn't it true that two women can get married? And
she
probably
goes,
like,
yes, queen.
She went, yeah. And then
she
he
goes, okay.
And your man probably to be signed out. The sick, you know what I mean? He's probably going, everything I knew about life isn't true.
Yeah, but it's so like I'm taking my role as gay uncle very serious.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm always, especially when I'm around all my nieces and nephews, and like when they come, when we're at like big family events with me and Jose, I don't like shy away from like holding his hand or being
absolutely
like, yeah, we're getting married, because like it just normalizes it within their, like as they're growing up, you know what I
yeah.
mean? You know how I like to normalize.
Right, let's wrap it up. All I know is, again, I don't want to say her name, but because that's the thing, like she could be listening to this in 20
years. That's what I'm saying. So
do
you have a message for her for when she grows up and she's listening to this episode back?
Just, I want to say, I absolutely love you and you're so special and we are so happy to have you.
And
we're very, very lucky.
I'm mad about you too, and if Kevin doesn't take you for your tattoo, I will.
No tattoos, none of that stuff. I love you to bits. Anyway, right, let's wrap it up.
Bye, girls.
Bye, girlies. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. And baby niece, if you're listening. Yeah, I'm pretty cool.
I have a podcast. I'm pretty cool.
Podcast.
But it's so funny.
No, but in 20 years it'll be nothing.
And also in 20 years they're going to be thinking be like 2024 is like the way we think of the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. And they'd be like, what, they used to sit down with microphones
like, what the
fuck's and chat. You know what I mean?
Like, you don't have a hologram show in the fucking sky. I don't know. I'm getting a bit back to
no,
the future.
But I feel like our podcast's going to be a bit of a thing. Are they on the up?
Anyway, girls.
Anyway, girls.
Love you. Bye.
Love you loads. Bye, 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 bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.